Once upon a time, there was a pond that was silent and still all winter long. But in the month of May, it sprang to life. It's the pond where I live. I'm Lily, a frog, and I love to tell stories. Would you like me to tell a story today?
Yeah!
As you can tell, there are lots of little froggies here in the pond today. It's springtime, and the leaves are leafing out, and the birds are singing.
Tweet, 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 tweet.
The sun is shining. There's bright yellow marsh marigolds blooming all around us. And there are lots and lots of flies buzzing. As you know, little froggies love to eat flies, and they need to eat flies so that they can grow. And all the little froggies today in the pond are busy catching flies. And they're happy little froggies. They're sitting on their lily pads. They're floating in the sunshine-drenched pond. They're happy little frogs, except for one little froggy. She's not happy today. I'll tell you why she's not happy. All the other little froggies are catching flies, and it's easy for them. That's what she thinks, the littlest froggy. Her name is Buttercup, and she thinks catching flies is hard. The flies are fast, and they're tricky. They go this way, and then they go that way. And Buttercup's tongue is growing so fast. It's longer than it even was yesterday, and she can't seem to remember where the end of it, and it's all confusing and sticky, and the sun is so bright in her little eyes, and it makes her skin itchy, and her legs feel all twitchy, and she reaches for a fly, and she misses it, and oh, splash! Her lily pad tips over, and she falls into the pond, and when she resurfaces, there's some other little froggy sitting on her lily pad. The littlest frog feels angry. She snorts through her nostrils. She narrows her eyes. She kicks with her legs and she knocks over a lily pad, which knocks over another, which knocks over another, which knocks over another. And lots of little froggies miss their flies and fall into the pond. Buttercup's mama swims up to her and she says, Buttercup, you need to cool down. Why don't you swim to the bottom of the pond and take a few deep breaths? So Buttercup, she listens to her mama and she dives down, down, down to the bottom of the pond where it's muddy, dark, and calm. And she lets her little froggy belly float just above the cool mud. And she lets cool water soothe her hot skin. And she lets all the noise and confusion of the bright day slide off her and disappear into the calm, quiet, dark water all around her. Then she swims back up. And she feels much, much, much better. And when she tries to catch flies again, she finds she is able. What do frogs sound like catching flies? A few days later, the little froggies have a jumping contest. It's so much fun jumping from lily pad to lily pad, but you know what?
It's kind of hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Buttercup, the littlest frog, she can't jump as far as the bigger frogs, and it makes her angry. It's not fair. Their legs are just a little bit longer than hers are. Their muscles are just a little bit stronger, and they leap farther than poor little Buttercup. So she snorts through her nostrils and she narrows her eyes and she kicks with her legs and she knocks over a lily pad, which knocks over another, which knocks over another, which knocks over another, and lots of little froggies miss their leaps and fall into the pond. Oh no! Buttercup's mama swims up to her and she says, Buttercup, what do you think she says? You need to cool down. Why don't you swim down to the bottom of the pond and take a few deep breaths? Buttercup listens to her mama and she dives down, down, down to the bottom of the pond where it's muddy and dark and calm. And she lets her little froggy belly float just above the cold mud. And she lets cool water soothe her hot skin. And she lets all the noise and confusion of the bright day slide off her and disappear into the calm, dark water all around her. Then she swims back up and she feels much, much, much better. And when she tries to jump again, she finds she is able. The froggies grow so much over spring and summer, so much. But the pond, it doesn't grow at all. In fact, the pond shrinks. The summer sun is hot, 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 and the pond gets smaller and smaller every day.
And the frogs get bigger.
There isn't enough room for all the froggies in the pond. The frogs wait for the rain, but it doesn't come. The water disappears and even the mud dries up into dry, cracked earth. It's too dry here for frogs, says Mama Frog. We can't survive here without water and mud, but I know what to do. My mama's mama told my mama's mama, who told my mama, who told me what to do, hop to the river. If it gets too dry, hop to the valley and down to the river as far and fast as you can, little froggies. Let's hop to the muddy banks of the river. All the little froggies started heading for the river, but you know what? It was a long way. The sun was so hot, the grass was so dry, and there were so many scary obstacles along the way. They had to cross a road with cars and trucks and buses whizzing by. There were crows circling above them in the sky. The crows were swooping down trying to catch froggies for lunch, like froggies catch flies for lunch. There was even a coyote that went nosing through the tall grass all around them, trying to figure out where the yummy smell was coming from. The froggies were so scared that they started breathing too fast and bumping into each other and getting confused about which way to go. The frogs were exhausted and frightened, and they were losing their way. One froggy pushed another froggy. Several froggies started crying. That's when Buttercup, the littlest frog, had something important to say. Froggies, said Buttercup, we need to calm down. We need to swim down to the cool mud at the bottom of the pond until we feel better. Silly Buttercup, said the froggies, we can't do that because our pond is dried up and we're a long way from any cool water and mud. True, but we can go there in our minds. And I think it will help us. Okay, everybody find a leaf to hide under. So each little froggy sat under a leaf, and the little froggies closed their eyes and they listened to Buttercup. And this is what Buttercup said. Froggies, close your eyes and imagine you are swimming down, down, down to the bottom of a calm, cool pond. And when you get to the bottom of the pond, you can feel the cool brown mud against your green belly. The hot sun can't reach you through all the water. Not down here in the pond. There's only calm, quiet, dark, soothing water all around you. Take a few deep breaths. Then swim back up, up, up to the surface of the pond and open your eyes. Do you feel much, much, much better?
No.
ribbit, ribbit, ribbit.
The froggies did feel much, much better. And when they began hopping to the river, they found that they could concentrate. They could follow their mama. They could take long, strong leaps after her. And it felt so good to reach the riverbank and swim around and make a new life in a beautiful place. Thank you for joining me today at the lily pad, for coming to my pond and listening to this story, little frogs. Do you think there's little frogs at home listening to this story?
Yeah.
Can we say goodbye to all the little froggies at home?
Bye, buddy.
Okay, thanks, little froggies.